What's going on? This is episode 6 of the Gold Standard Podcast. I'm here with Andrea Jabor, a fellow student. She studies at UMass Amherst, and she's in her junior year studying nutritional science. Will be in her senior year. And we talk about in this podcast the importance of nutrition overall as a society and as a culture. We talk about our thoughts on keto, and we also talk about the specific diets that we follow day to day. This is a really interesting one because both of us are into nutritional sciences and applied nutrition, and it's something that we do every day, and we think something that obviously everybody does every day, so something that people need to learn about. So have a listen. Hope you enjoy it. All right, now we're live.
All right, hello everyone.
Okay. Hi. It's only me.
So I feel pretty hot and sweaty. Start over.
Andrew, it's not that type of thing where you just start over. It's a progression. It takes a while to get into like a flow. You know what I mean?
Can you like cut the first part off?
Yeah, I can edit. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can edit.
Because I'm not trying to say I'm hot and sweaty.
But you just did, so that was live, live from 16 Devon Road. Yeah. So what do you want to say then? If you're not hot and sweaty, what are you?
Sweaty.
Word.
But cold.
Cool. So, yeah, what did you think of the trail? You did.
I actually really enjoyed the trail. It was different. I've never really been there before.
You think we took 4,000 steps on the trail, or like how many do you think we actually took when we were walking?
I would say about 3,000 because we did walk on the field a little bit before we went, so that could add up to like.
Did you walk at all before or no?
Not really, no.
Okay, cool.
But my phone was on me all day, so like even little steps pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to like get at least, if I'm trying to be active, at least 10,000, because they say the second you reach above 5,000, you're not technically sedentary anymore.
Yeah, I think 10,000 is a good goal.
Mm-hmm. At school, I usually get like 18,000, sometimes even 20, because we move a lot. Mm. But at home, I don't really move much unless I'm like out.
Yeah. I take a lot of steps around my house. Just like, I don't know, I'm the type of person that like walks into a room, forgets what he walked in for, walks back out, like picks up something else to do, and then just like I just bounce around all day. Either that or I'm like sleeping.
Yeah, I lay down a lot. But the thing is too, it's like when you're at home, your phone isn't on you 24/7. You kind of leave it at a table.
Yeah.
And like do your thing.
I do the same. Pick up. I like that though, because like last night at dinner, for example, with my family, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to leave my phone. It was nice. I didn't get disturbed for like an hour.
Yeah.
It's nice to have that time.
Who came to visit?
My grandmother. It was just my grandmother, my aunt, and my mom, dad, brother, and sister. Cute. It was a solid show.
It's nice to see grandma.
It is nice. She's like the coolest lady. She's getting old though. But I love her so much. She's so like, I don't know. We were talking about my aunt's boyfriend, and she was like, they've like broken up and gotten back together a bunch of times. And my grandmother is just like, every time he comes up, she's just like, he's a psycho. Like, get away from him. Even though everybody else is like, nah, like Auntie B, like Craig's awesome. Like, he just wants to do some adventure stuff. And Auntie B, my aunt's like, yeah, I know, but like he's too much sometimes. And my grandmother's just like, leave him alone, never talk to him again, he's crazy. It's funny.
She on your mom's side or dad?
Dad's. Yeah,
that's nice. I wish I could see my grandma.
She in Lebanon?
One of them's dead and the other's in Lebanon, but we don't really talk to her. None of my family does.
Why not?
She's on my dad's side, and she was the ultimate, like, evil mother-in-law to my mom. But after a while, she started, like, doing bad stuff to my dad, too, and, like, stealing money and, like, just running away with men.
Oh, shit.
It's pretty bad.
Damn.
So, yeah, they don't talk to her. I talk to her, but usually when I'm home in Lebanon, but, like, I haven't really reached out since I moved here.
Yeah. I think old people are mad cool because they just know, like, even if they're, like, even if they're at a pace where their brain isn't moving as fast, mm-hmm. which at a certain point that's going to happen to everybody, mm-hmm. Like, they've just been through so many things. Like, they have answers. Like, they have some answers.
They definitely do. It's pretty cool.
Like, my grandmother, it's almost to a flaw sometimes. Like, she's just very set in her ways. But, like, if you ask her a question, she'll give you, like, a legitimate answer. It might not be, like, right, but, like,
she's wise.
Yeah.
She's been through experience. Yeah, I love old people. I think that was another thing that I always thought about. It's like, do I want to work with, like, really young kids or really old people? I don't want, like, adults. I don't care about working with adults. Mm. But I want, like, an age group that is less capable than others.
Yeah.
So either, like, really young kids that don't really know how to do a lot of things, obviously, or old people that are, like, weak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I feel like even though, like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the U.S. population is, even though they're, like, middle-age people, like, they're kind of, like, most people are, like, very under-knowledgeable about nutrition, which is kind of weird, and, like, health overall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
I agree, yeah. Yeah. I feel like they have a basic idea of what it is, but a lot of people think, and we learned this in class, it's like the way people view nutrition isn't really what it should be viewed.
Mm.
So they either, like, don't really know what's healthy for them and what's not healthy, or they take it to the extreme and it's like every bad food.
Yeah, they, like,
bad.
Demonize everything.
And yeah. We, like, learn to never say bad food or good food, because what is bad and what is good? You're supposed to say, like, healthy or unhealthy, because you don't want people to think they're eating something bad.
I think a big problem is, like, the whole factor of, like, taste and, like, I feel like it's more valued to have something that tastes really good than makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And people equate, like, tasting good to feeling good in the moment. But, like, for me, it's like, even if something doesn't taste good, I can tell as I'm eating it, I can tell, like, in 10 minutes I'm probably going to feel good because of it. So, like, I that's how I equate things, but most people equate it from, like, good taste, a good
outcome. Right. It's actually crazy how much food can affect you, though. Like, I've never noticed, even not just, like, physically, but mentally, too. You feel so positive when you eat healthy, and you feel, like, more energetic,
mm-hmm.
even mentally. Like, you think more, your brain is kind of, like, I don't want to say open, but it feels like it's just open for other ideas, and you feel more comfortable thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way I describe it from in my own experience is, like, I feel like when I have a good balance in nutrition, I feel like there's, like, a stream of thoughts, and I kind of think of it as, like, a waterfall or, like, a river, maybe, mm-hmm. a river. When I have bad food, or even if I'm tired or anything like that, it kind of feels like there's a roadblock for that, like, stream. And when I have, like, good things in my body and, like, I'm at a good level, that stream can just flow.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get blocked, it gets blocked up then.
That's a great way to put it. I agree with that. I think food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you actually listen to TED Talks about people who are, like, professionals in that area, food medicine, they talk about, like, a lot of how it can really treat diseases that you have, and it could prevent others, and I believe in that. A lot of people don't think so, but, like, you can treat heart disease by just eating healthy and exercising, and which is the one of the most common, like, number one disease in the world, heart mm-hmm. disease.
Yeah.
And just by eating healthy, you can really prevent that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's, like, the guy that I was telling you about, the podcast,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Mark Hyman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's all about. Like, all of his interviews, he interviews people about how different ways to view food as medicine and different ways to, like, work that in.
You sent it to me, didn't you?
Yeah,
Yeah, I
the
should.
one, the keto one. It's a really cool one. I think keto as a topic is just wild because it's basically saying like, I don't know, if you take like cars for example, like it's basically saying everybody who has a regular gasoline engine is going to use diesel now instead of regular gas, and it was just, I don't know, it's just a complete switch.
Yeah. Keto's very interesting. I don't know if I really believe in it though. Like, obviously, each person, different things work for each person, and nothing is like really right or wrong. But in my opinion, for me at least, I don't think keto is the way to go. You like
Well,
keto, right?
I mean, I just think it's a cool concept because it's an interesting concept that I haven't, like, it takes a lot of practice and skill to be like, and knowledge to be able to do keto to the point where it's like effective. So
Right.
I think it's like definitely for an average person who doesn't know like a lot about the foods they're eating and the nutrition, it would be really tough. Like for me, when I first started it, I had no idea. But like just researching and learning about it, I learned more about it. So, but I think it's cool because it's basic science that like fat is gonna burn. It's more difficult to burn, but it burns more efficiently. So like people used to use like I think it was like the Inuits used to use fat, like whale blubber, as their source of fuel for light. Like they used to use that as like a candle almost. So it like burns really slow, and it has an efficient source in your body, and it's more bioavailable. Like on my body right now, I'm like, I don't know, 12 to 14% body fat. It's like that's a good amount of weight. That's something that I could live on for months. Like if you were to like cut it out of me and use it as food, like I could actually live on that. Caught where carbs, you don't have that in your as part of your body, you know what I mean? So like looking at it from a perspective where I'm like, I think of a lot of the keto people who advocate for it are like looking at it from like a primal perspective where they're looking at like evolution and how like early man like survived. And from that perspective, it's way more efficient to be able to use the fat that you store in your body because you can, it's portable. It's just there. It's always going to be there unless you're starved, and it's way more efficient to use. So yeah, that's my view on it.
That's a pretty good view. The only thing I think about when I think of keto is like how it's pretty restrictive to what you can eat and what you can't eat, and how the like carbs is looked as not what you want to eat. So anything that's really restrictive, I feel like, in my opinion, at least for me, is not effective. I can't really be restrictive when I eat because it makes me less motivated to finish it, and it never really ends up working for me when I'm restricting a lot. So that's one part of it that wouldn't work for me. And another aspect of it is it actually restricts a lot of fruits because they're considered carbs. They have carbs in them, but like fruits are actually really good for you, and the carb that's in it is like the healthy sugar. It's like glucose instead of fructose and all that stuff. It's like the good stuff that you want in your body, and it's not the fake sugar that you find in like candy. And so yeah, carbs is obviously found in different things, and some things like you don't really need, but in my opinion, fruit, you definitely need it. And all that restricting just ends up making you want it more. Let's say you're a big fan of fruit and you're like all of a sudden you can't eat it. You're gonna want to eat it if you can't eat it. That's just human nature.
Yeah, it's definitely true. I 100% agree with that. I think like from a, if you're looking at it like strictly a, like a optimism, like a not optimal performance perspective, like you want to make somebody like the most efficient person as possible, and not take into account like anything about balance or anything about like happiness or like lifestyle overall, I would go with keto. But if you're like looking at the whole picture, what you're saying makes sense because like, you need like sugar is happiness. It's nature's
It's
happiness. Like,
true.
so like when I'm, yeah, I agree.
But that's the thing. A lot of people don't know that there are different types of sugar. The second they hear sugar, they're like, oh, no, 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 stay away. But yeah. It's like there are good sugar and bad sugar, and that's where carbs come in, and like the sugar and fruit that's natural and not added is needed in your body. And I understand keto like isn't bad for you, but it actually, if you look through research, there's not enough research about it, because a lot of people don't end up doing it for a long time since it's restrictive, and they end up failing to do it. And so there's not really long-term research on how it affects your body till this day. So
yeah, I agree. I think it should be, I think it's something that you should implement. Mm. Like along with like fasting too. Like if you combine in your week, if you were able to combine like some aspects of keto, some aspects of fasting, some aspects of carb loading and all that, that's like the prime way to do it. If you like obviously it's impossible to fast your whole week, you can't do that, or else you'll die. If you do keto, you're really restricted, and you might be really efficient, but you're probably gonna have like you can't go out to like an Italian restaurant because you can't eat carbs. Like that's something that it restricts your lifestyle.
If you also look at the food that you should be eating if you're following a keto diet, they have a lot of red meat and a lot of like butter because they're high in fat. Mm-hmm. And those are like the wrong type of fat. Not wrong, I don't want to say wrong, but they aren't the best like ideal fat. Like these are saturated fats that aren't needed really in your body, and they actually are very encouraged in keto diets because you want high fat food. And yeah, in a way it's like if you're eating that rather than carbs, you're not going to be like gaining weight, but also why not, in my opinion, obviously have a balance of all of them, because you don't really need butter, you don't really need red meat in your diet. I'm all for take out red meat from your diet, even though it has zinc and iron, all the things you need. It also is really bad for you in a way, and doesn't really...
You know why? Like, could you explain how?
It's bad for your heart. It's bad for cholesterol. It's bad for... it's just high fat. Saturated fat isn't a very... This is just my opinion. I'm not saying these are straight facts, but yeah, it is facts that if you eat a lot of red meat, your cholesterol will be the bad cholesterol high. High LDL, and it will be you're more at risk for heart disease. So I don't know, for example, my dad has like high LDL, bad cholesterol, and he tries really hard to stay away from red meat even though he eats it still, but it's not good for you. But it also has benefits like iron and zinc that you need, but in my opinion I think the bad parts of it outweigh the benefits. So that's just my opinion on keto diet, obviously.
Yeah, I haven't done enough research to like argue the cholesterol thing, but I know there are some people who are saying like cholesterol is not the bad guy. I couldn't tell you what the argument was, but like I watched a video the other day by Peter Attia and his it was like a weight loss seminar, not seminar. It was like basically explaining his argument on why he thinks keto and eating fat is like the good way to the better way to do it. I can't explain, but I don't know, something I gotta do more research.
Yeah, so he was saying, wait, can you repeat that? I thought you were
he was saying people demonize cholesterol, and his point was keto. He's full into keto. Like he's been in ketogenesis for ketosis, sorry. He's been in ketosis. I get
ketogenesis,
the same thing, right?
Is something. I don't know.
I mean, it's creation of ketones, so I guess it's the same thing. Ketosis, yeah.
I think it does stand for ketosis, though. Actually, I don't know what keto stands
for. It's got to be something. No, keto is ketosis, because you're in ketosis. But ketogenesis is the creation of ketones, which is the same as you make ketones when you're in ketosis, so I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever. But his argument was that cholesterol is, a lot of people argue that cholesterol is the reason that the U.S. has heart problems as like a major cause of death. And he was saying that it's not the cholesterol. I have to watch the video again to confirm what he was actually saying, but I know he was saying it's not the cholesterol. Yeah.
I'm sure it's a lot of other things. The fact that a lot of Americans are sedentary, for example, not a lot of people work out, or even you don't even need to work out. You should just go on a walk. Like,
yeah, I'm not.
Get more than 5,000 steps a day. Get your blood moving. But Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people live by keto and think it's like great for them, and I understand why and I see why. I just think personally, I can't really speak for it because I've never tried it. But then again, I don't really enjoy diets, and every diet I've ever tried, I failed to finish because I hate restricting food. So I'm not, I don't know. Like, I've never tried it. I don't know
Yeah.
if it would
So what
work
would
for
you
me.
say, like, what is your plan? Like, what is your
Like, what's my diet?
nutritional, yeah.
I.
'Cause everybody's got a diet. It's just like
Right.
maybe not a set.
Right. I personally think following a specific diet is not effective for me. So what I do is I eat what I want, but in a balance. Like, if I like try to eat what I find healthy for me and what I find makes me feel good. So I like to get my recommended 2.5 cups of vegetables a day, 2 cups of fruit a day. I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit.
Are you
Just
measuring that out, like using a
no.
food scale or something?
No, I don't measure anything really because I feel like that's also very like strict.
Yeah.
But usually like eating one fruit makes it like basically 1 cup. So if you're having like an apple, that's like basically 1 cup
Yeah.
in a way. So I try to eat 2 fruits a day. Sometimes I eat more. I really like fruit. And then vegetables, I almost every dinner I have salad on the side, and lunch I have salads. I have like my specific way to do it too. I love salads. But yeah, and then I try to get like protein in. I don't, it's subconscious thinking of like, oh, today I didn't really have any protein, let me get protein in. More than like measuring and actually following a specific thing. And I still eat like unhealthy food when I want to. Like, I have a dessert almost every day if I feel like it. I don't know. I try not to restrict myself because I notice whenever I restrict myself, I end up gaining weight. But when I eat what I want in smaller portions and in variety and make sure I get in healthy food before getting in the unhealthy food, I notice that I feel healthy and I tend to even sometimes lose weight. But that's not really my goal. My goal is just to stay healthy.
Yeah, I think portion sizes is huge.
Mm.
Like I was raised, it's like you put something on your plate and you finish it like no matter what. Like that's how, just how it works. And
Same.
my dad talks about it all the time. He calls it clean plate ranger, like and that was I really think like you have to like take into account how you feel after every meal. I think just like measuring, figuring out a balance of like the amount of food that you need to eat is in general is like really important. Because if there was a long period of my life where I was like eating so much food that it was like Thanksgiving dinner after every meal. And I think that's just because we have a lot of access to food here in most places, and it's, I don't know, you just have to really have to take into account that portion size thing.
Another thing I noticed, like with portion size, to add to that, I feel like another thing that a lot of people don't realize is great is, yeah, I'm the same way. Like, if I have a big meal, I'm gonna eat it all. I try not to leave anything in my plate.
Yeah.
That's how I was raised as well. But there's this thing called mindful eating. You've probably heard of it. It's called intuitive eating, which is mindful eating. And it's basically subconscious, not subconsciously, like just in your mind, when you're eating, you kind of measure it on a scale. So let's say we had the acai bowls. If you ask me right now on a scale of 1 to 10, where do I stand hunger-wise? I would probably say like an 8. Where I'm like not hungry at all, but like if you were to give me something right now, I wouldn't like feel uncomfortably full. Like, I could eat something, but I'm not hungry. And that's something a lot of people don't realize when they're eating. It's like, if we're eating right now and you're starting to feel uncomfortable, you should stop, regardless of whether you have food still left on your plate or not. Because once you become uncomfortably full, that's when like it's not a good thing to do. And that's what I started, once I started taking nutrition classes, I started eating smaller portions and then I would add to it. So like, I would start with something small. If I'm done with it, I'm like, am I still hungry? And I think about it and I'm like, I could eat a little more. So I would add how much I feel like would fill me up to the point where I'm not like about to explode and my pants don't fit, but to a point where I'm comfortable and I could like even still add a little more, but I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
And I think that's key.
Yeah. I think also like really like there's it's like a mental game with food. Like I saw a post, the guy Ben Greenfield I was telling you about, he's like, he was talking about how you should count the amount of chews that you do for food. He was like 20 to 30 chews, because a lot of people, including myself, it's just like two bites and just like swallow, but
Me
like
too.
that's so, it's so bad, like your stomach has to do so much more work. But the thing I've noticed when like when you really like, I don't know, it sounds kind of gross, but like if you really savor your food, like you taste it way more, and you get, it's like more of an experience than like a chore, you know.
And you lose weight. Did you know that if you eat slowly and chew your food more, you are losing weight? Because when you eat fast, you're not letting your body kind of process how hungry you are, or full, I mean full, because you're just getting it in. And that's why people that eat in big bites usually eat more, even if you're the same weight, same size, they can eat more because they're eating bigger bites. But when you eat slowly, you're kind of starting to get full more because you're chewing more and you're doing more work, and you realize I don't need more. It's a fact, actually. That was something I learned that was very interesting to me, that chewing and eating slowly can make you lose weight.
Yeah, it's changed the way I eat 100%.
Yeah. My mom till this day, like, sometimes I would be like very tired after work or like just starving, I haven't eaten all day. I would like just sit and like eat so fast because I'm so hungry. And till this day, no matter what time it is, no matter how long I haven't eaten, my mom is always like, Andrea, slow down, eat slowly. And I'm like,
Yeah.
you're right, I should.
It makes more of a like it makes more of a experience too. Like if you're having food with other people, it's much more like, I don't know, enjoyable, because you're like there. It's a slow, it's much slower vibe.
100%. I agree with that. Food is such an interesting topic. Like, it involves every human on earth. That's why I like nutrition a lot, because everyone does it. Everyone eats it. Everyone needs it. It's not like talking about like marketing. A lot of people don't care because it doesn't really benefit them in any way. But nutrition, I think every person should be educated to some extent about how it can affect your body, because I personally have friends who are have zero like education when it comes to nutrition, and I feel like it would benefit them a lot, and I try all the time to like throw in some words just to like help them out.
Yeah, it's an important skill.
Yep.
It's a good spot to end it, you think?
Yeah, it's good.